Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth counsellors where we talk about what's on in Bathurst for youth and the community.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hey guys, my name is Jasmine and I am the youth mayor of Bathurst. And this is my second time on the show and I'm super excited to be here.
My name is Kiralee. I am the Deputy Youth Mayor of the Bathurst Regional Youth Council. This is also my second time on this podcast, and I'm also very excited to talk and let you all know what's happening.
My name is Scarlett. I'm also a member of the Bathurst Youth Council. This is my first time on the show, so I'm very excited to see how it all works and have a chat with everyone.
So recently we've been up to a few things. We've been doing our Widden visits again. So what did we get up to?
I went and we played bingo, and I have to say some of the residents get very competitive, and I can also be a very competitive person, but there was actually a lovely lady there called Edna, which is Jasmine's nan, who helped me win bingo because I wasn't paying attention, and she helped me get the last number, so it was lots of fun.
That sounds a lot like my nan. She gets quite competitive but always helps the kids, so that's a great start. Did you go to that one, Scarlett?
No, I didn't. I was schooling it, but from all things that I heard, it was very fun, and I did hear that there were some very good prizes that people won, which
yes,
I'm kind of jealous I didn't go to now.
I won. It was my first time playing bingo, and so I didn't really know how it all worked, but the residents were very happy to show me how it all worked, and we won Easter eggs, which was good. Who doesn't love Easter eggs? I feel like Easter chocolate is the best chocolate, or is that just me?
No, it's by far the best, but the problem is you run out of it too quickly.
That's very true.
True. Yeah. It's when it's shaped in little eggs, it just tastes better.
Yeah, I feel like it's like more creamy or something. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It just tastes better.
It does. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was very happy to get that. What else have we been up to? Oh, and well, next Widden visit, we are doing some cooking and decorating, which will be exciting.
I'm really excited about that. I feel like the older generation are just that much better at cooking and decorating. Like, it just looks better.
Mm. I know. Plus, we get extra good food at the end of it.
Yeah. How good.
Perfect.
And then we can take on these skills that they've shown us, and we'll be able to teach our future grandchildren. That might be a bit far-fetched, but no, there's some good cooks there. They often talk about cooking, so I'm very excited to be doing some cooking and some decorating with them.
It's definitely going to be fun. I want to see what they get up to.
Yeah,
I think they're very creative. Mm. But also we did a cuppa with a youth counsellor. So that one was that was interesting to be part of Seniors Week. So we all went to the Rail Museum and we all had like a hot chocolate or a smoothie or coffee, anything we really felt like.
Yeah.
And met some lovely ladies who came and supported us, asked us what we did on Youth Council. And it was just amazing to see the community get involved.
No, it was great. I actually bought my grandma, so she's nearly 85, and I thought, so that classifies her as senior just, but so she came along and she loved it. She enjoyed getting to know us and listening to what we're all about. And I think for me personally, it's very important that we connect the dots with all generations. So it's not, we just don't just focus on the young people. We also listen to and learn from our older generation. So it was great to have some lovely seniors attend and tell us about their lives, which was quite interesting actually, and all the things that they've done for the community.
Like, I absolutely loved Kiralee's grandmother. Like, she is the sweetest person ever. Like, have you met her, Scarlett?
No, I haven't.
She, nicest person ever. Like, and so many stories, and very big on trying to get youth and the older generation together by far.
Well, I think that could be where I've gotten it from.
So. Probably.
Probably.
No, well, she really, really enjoyed it. And afterwards, so the whole time she kept saying to me, can we go in and look at the museum? And I'm going, no, that'll be boring. No, we don't want to do that. Anyway, she convinced another youth counsellor to take her in, so I thought, I better go. And we went, and it was absolutely amazing. I would highly recommend, if you're going through Bathurst or you're in Bathurst, go down to the Railway Museum and have a look at the train. It was a huge room of all the different stations. I didn't want to leave. I loved it. And then we had Councillor Graham Hanger. He came and actually talked to Grandma and I and a few of the other youth councillors all about the museum and showed us the kids' room. Did you see the kids' room?
Yeah,
as well?
So it was crazy because it's like the biggest, like, kids' like wooden railway track in the world or something.
In New South Wales.
Yeah. I don't know, but a big area. This thing was crazy though. I was like, if I was a kid, I'd so want to go there.
Oh,
like,
it was heaven. 100%. It was amazing.
Yeah. Like, and then I'd love to be like an adult as well, like take your little kid there, because the cafe is literally right next to it. Like you literally go to the window and you can get served food and like drinks.
No, it was amazing. I think I'd be in paradise in there. Like I wasn't a real train person, I have to say, but I think I would have loved it. It was, and there were so many people there, so many mums and like young toddlers, and it was great.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I think it was also good that there was a bunch of other Seniors Week's events on that we also had the opportunity to participate in. So there was things at the library and other things on that the Youth Council were also made aware of, which was really interesting. And it was really great to have a very good turnout from the senior community within Bathurst. So we're going to now listen to one of my favourite songs by Niall Horan called Black and White.
That first night we were standing at your door, fumbling for your keys, then I kissed you. Asked me if I wanna come inside, cause we didn't wanna end the night. Then you took my hand and I followed you. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night, and all your gorgeous colors. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. See you stay in your dress, swear in front of all our friends. There'll never be another. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. Now we're sitting here in your living room, telling stories while we share a drink or two. And there's a vision I've been holding in my mind. We're 65 in US. When did I first know? I always knew. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night.
So that was one of my personal favourite songs of Niall Horan, who, funnily enough, is coming to Australia next month, which I'm very excited about, to hear him live. Some other live music that will be coming to Bathurst soon, or today, I guess, is the Bathurst Show.
Are you guys going? Who's going to the Bathurst Show?
Oh, me, for sure. I'm super excited because, obviously, I graduated last year, so some of my friends are coming back into town, so we'll be going out to the Bathurst Show. I guess it's kind of a good thing just to catch up with your mates, go on some rides, because obviously we don't have that in Bathurst, so lots of fun.
Yeah. I'm going tonight. Me and my friends are all hanging out together, and I am going to force them to go on every single scary ride humanly possible, because yes, that's what friendship is for. How about you, Kiralee?
I would lose all my friends if it was based on what rides we went on. I'm not a rides person. Rides scare me. No.
Are you a Don Jumpcars person, though?
No.
Oh, what? That's so sad.
They're like the best. That was like my childhood memories because obviously my family's like a big car family. So I'd always go in a Dodgem car with my dad and we'd like do the Dodgem cars together.
I genuinely thought because I could drive a Dodgem car, it meant I'd be able to drive
a
real
car. You could drive, yes.
It didn't work that way, but I like to think it would.
Yeah. No, I'm not a rides person. They scare me. I'm happy to go on something on the ground. So Dodgems wouldn't be that bad. Like the teacups would be as risky as I'm really.
See, I'm never going on a teacup ever again because I went on one and the guy kept spinning it though. Like physically tell me that. And no, because I can't deal with like the spin. Like I'll happily go on any ride, like those that massive tall one or like the claw.
I'm so
and
excited
stuff like
for
that. Love it. Favorite thing. But anything that just spins and spins, like that one, like that flying saucer one that just spins, mm-hmm. I will never go on it, ever.
It's so fun. And then on that flying saucer one, you get to go upside down.
Oh, see,
because of the way the gravity's working, you can like turn yourself upside down and you kind of just stay there.
See, that'd be fun, but I feel like I get sick going on boats and planes, so I don't know how
so
I'd
not
go.
For you.
No, but put me on any other ride and I am completely fine, like love it.
No. Oh, well, no. Well, full credit to everyone else that wants to do a ride. You go for gold. You won't see me up in the air waving around screaming, but...
Are you going to get a show bag, though?
Look, the only place I get show bags is more so Sydney show. I always get a chocolate show bag at Bathurst show, though. I'm a chocolate lover, so... Yeah. But no, I'll be busy. I'll be in the ring. So this year, I'm stewarding in the horse section, and I'm also judging. So I'm judging the Young Rural Achievers competition, which has been a really great opportunity and experience for me. I did it myself for 7 years and entered, and I've gone on to be a judge this year, which has been great, going to all of the schools and interviewing some of the amazing youth. We definitely have a lot of promise in Bathurst and surrounds in the future for agriculture, which is really great to see and hear.
So. Yeah, it's great, especially that Bathurst has, like, we have the biggest agricultural show in, like, this side of Sydney.
Mm.
So it's so good to see all those people, like especially schools, how into it they get with like the showing of cattle and stuff like that. And people even have like equestrian teams and things like that, which is absolutely crazy to me because obviously at our school we didn't really have that. We had like two girls.
We do have a full-fledged team now.
Really?
We have to have bake sales for them consistently to get them funding.
That's great. I think that's fantastic. I think, you know, there's so many people who would love to do it but aren't willing to take the first step or too nervous or don't feel like they have the support. But if you want to get into showing animals, whether it's cattle, horses or chickens, whatever floats your boat, have a crack.
I will say I am terrified of all farm animals, especially chickens. They genuinely, we have them at my house and anytime they come near my car, I genuinely scream and lock myself in the car.
Wow.
I hate chickens so much.
Okay, well, at least if you don't show animals or if you're not into that side of ag, just go to the animal nursery. Like there's so many, like
so soft.
You can go to like the baby chickens, which they're literally hatching that weekend.
Yeah.
Or they'll literally, some will be hatched today and then there'll be more tomorrow and more on Sunday. Like,
no,
it's great.
So that I have to say the animal nursery is always my highlight of the show. I love baby animals. Being from a farm myself, we're farmers. I don't get to see little baby animals all the time. So it's great to... But in saying that, if you're not interested in showing agriculture, anything to do with agriculture, such as farm animals, Scarlett, you could enter in the cooking section or photography.
Oh, my God, I do with the CWA because this is my last year of being able to be a junior member. It's so sad. I've been doing it since I was like 12 or like 10 with like the little creative writing competition.
I remember you entering that because I had to judge all those because I was a steward in the pavilion for about 5 years or something. And I remember having to one day I was like stewarding for like cooking. So she was just teaching us about how to judge cooking, which was so awkward because I was one of the people in the competition because I was like that one kid that entered everything, absolutely everything, and then would come home with this collection of ribbons and then they'd just end up in a cupboard. Like you'd never see them again.
Mm.
But it was just like...
But it was special at the time.
Yeah, because I got a week off school because I'd be like... You'd be practicing dances because I'd be on the stage dancing and then you'd be cooking and then make sure you have your photos ready. Like, such a big thing. And then I got to, like, year 10. It was year 11, actually. And Mum was like, this has to be your last year. So then year 12, I was like, oh, I can't do that anymore. So I stopped.
Yeah. No. Do you know, one year when I was like 12, my mum got the dates wrong of when all the stuff was due. So we cooked like all of the entries, like both my sister and I, for the Bathurst show a week early. When I tell you, there was so many tears, and my mother has still yet to live it down. Like, genuinely, it gets brought up every year that she's bad at times, and it's...
I've had so many people like that, like, especially the horticulture section, which is what I used to do, so the flowers. Mm. They have to be in by 7 a.m. in the morning. That's like, yeah, yesterday, yeah. 7 a.m., mm. Which was, like, the craziest thing for me because I had to be there at 5.
Ugh, yuck. Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to today and the rest of the days of the Royal Bathurst Show. So if you would like to come and support and see what all of our most people are local, but come and see what we all have to offer, head on down. I think it's always a great weekend or day or hour, whatever time you've got, to come and support local businesses as well as, you know, watch the amazing things that those within the agricultural, horticultural and pastoral industry can do.
Yeah. All the people on stage.
Yes.
True. They're amazing. Love watching them.
And the fireworks. I feel like that's always a
100%.
Highlight.
100%. And if you plan it right, you'll be able to be at the very top of the Ferris wheel when the fireworks go off.
Ooh. I've never timed that, so I just never trust it. I don't go near the Ferris wheel because I'm like, no, I want to watch fireworks because I don't want to be at the bottom of the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that the fireworks are tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yes.
So that'll be
hopefully nice and big.
I hope it's not raining.
Yeah. I feel bad for my dog. Like, all the dogs around town. Because my dog hates, like, thunder and stuff. So
I live out of town, so that doesn't affect my dog. But, oh, very good. And we've also got Anzac Day coming up.
Yes. So I think all of the youth counsellors who are still in school will be attending in their school uniform, but we will also be marching as a collective, as the youth council, and our very own youth council mayor will be speaking as like the keynote address for us, which is very exciting.
Yeah, I feel like I'm so nervous about that. Like, I've never been someone that's, like, great at speeches, but then to have such an important speech. Like, Anzac Day is probably one of the most important days to me in the year. Mm. By far, because obviously I know a lot of veterans and people who are still doing peacekeeping missions and stuff like that, so it's, like, so important to me. So then have that responsibility is just, wow.
But I think you'll smash it. I think because it means so much to you, you'll be better at it. Do you know what I mean? Because it should mean that much to everyone, but because you yourself are so passionate about it and its meaning, and I'm looking forward to. I'm sure you'll go great at your speech.
We'll see how
and you go. It's not always how you say it; it's what you say, which is important. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I love. I think it's such an important day for us to all show our respects to those who fought so hard for our country and for us to be free. So I think it's a very special day, like you said, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I feel like especially a few years ago it was very much more about like, oh, you can play two up, you can go to like the horse races, stuff like that. But I feel like now it's becoming more and more about the actual meaning of
which
Anzac
it should
Day.
Be I believe 100%. Personally so I'm looking forward for us all to represent the Bathurst Regional Youth Council and march together on behalf of the day. I think that's really important that we do that, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
Me too,
it's a day coming up. The 25th, because for some reason I've talked to people and they cannot remember the day of Anzac Day.
Yes, and it's also probably important to mention that there is a dawn service that starts at 4:30 a.m., which some of us will be attending, but some of us will still be in bed. And the other one is a 9:30 lineup for a 10 past 10 start for the main march through the city.
Yeah.
So if you would like to come, those are the times. But the local RSL will be posting more about that.
But if you can't make it, I'm pretty sure there's one on the radio now that they do.
Yes.
Like during COVID they started it, where you used to like line up at like your letterbox and then do it that way.
Yes.
So I believe they've continued that for this year, which should be good.
I think so, yes. No, I think I'm definitely looking forward to the day and marching. And there's also some great performances that happen on the day. So I know Scots All Saints have their Highland Pipe Band, and I always love listening to them. There's so many things you can... It goes from listening to pipe bands to listening to veteran stories. And I think that's the simplicity of the day. It's a beautiful day where you can come together and acknowledge and pay our respects to those who have fought for us. So in saying that, we now have our next song coming up called Too Sweet by Hozier. He's actually coming to Australia, which I know, I think, Scarlett, are you going to that concert?
Yes, I'm very excited. He also has a festival that he's performing at on the 11th of November, which is the one that I'm actually going to. So
I missed out on tickets. I love his music, I have to say. He's trending on TikTok at the moment. So that's where he's going. He's really popular at the moment. So I hope you all enjoy this song.
It can't be said, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze. If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great.
Was Too Sweet by Hozier. I think that's a great song. Now we're going to start our discussion on Youth Week 2024. Tell us what we're up to, guys.
I am so excited. Like, it's kind of nerve-wracking that it's already here, but we are doing something called Sunday Sesh. I'm so excited for this. Okay, so it'll be from 4 to 8 at King's Parade on the 21st of April. Important date to remember. So what will we be doing?
Well, Scarlett, how about you talk us through our musicians?
So I think at the moment we have about 10 or 11 bands that will be performing throughout the night. And we're very excited. There'll be a mix of some songs that we all know and love and some songs written by the band performers themselves. There'll be quick little intermission games that we'll get to play with you guys. But most importantly, it'll be a great time to just sit down, enjoy some free food and listen to some really great music, particularly of the very talented people within Bathurst.
I think the free food is definitely a great topic to touch on as well, Scarlett. Who doesn't love free food? I feel like that's such a draw card. And it's, you know, we have so many wonderful food vendors that will be there. So whether they bring their own food vans or a barbecue, I'm really excited.
I feel like I was so, like, in all our meetings, I was very much like, free food, free food, free food. Because when I go to an event, I'm like, I need food. Like, it's the only way I'm going to get through an event is if I have food.
And if it's free, it's a bonus, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
And it's like fresh free food. So it's not like we're just ordering a bunch of pizzas and letting it sit there. We're ordering a bunch of food and it's going to be fresh and warm and very delicious, which
well,
I think is very exciting.
You can't beat that, can you? So I'm very excited. And we also have some market stalls that are going to be there, which is really exciting. So we did put out expressions of interest and we still are looking for expressions of interest. So if you have a market stall or something like that that you would like to promote and sell things at our Youth Week day, that's a bit of a tongue twister, get in contact, look at council social media, the Bathurst Regional Youth Council on Instagram. We have all of the information there for you. So we have some really exciting stalls that are going to be there. There's so many great youth within our area who have small businesses, which is great. And I think this will be a great opportunity for us as a town to show our support to them. I'm really excited. One that I'm really excited for is Haydo's Croc Gems. So I saw them on Facebook probably a few months ago, and he's like a young guy who's selling little gems that you put on your Crocs. So I'll have to openly say I'm not a Croc person. They're not my type of shoe, but I can admire them on other people. But good on him for having a crack and selling these. And they're not expensive as well, which is always a plus. So he will be there. There's many other people that will be there, but we're always looking for more. And so make sure you do bring a little bit of pocket money to support these local businesses having a go.
And if you don't want to bring some pocket money or you want to come to the event just to play some games, there will be a lot on offer. So, Jazz, do you want to talk about some of the games that we'll have?
I am so excited about this. This is where my competitive side comes out. So if you want to have a little bit more fun, we are doing the Oreo game. If people don't know what that is, it's where you, like, start with the Oreo on your head. Because Kira Lee didn't know this when we, like, first said we want to do the Oreo game.
I am so good at this game too.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent. Like, the amount of times I feel like I've just dropped it. Because you're meant to get the Oreo from, like, your forehead into your mouth. And then whoever, like, gets it first then wins.
Yeah, so I would not be able to do that to save myself.
It is so difficult. I've seen so many people that just give up. So they just, like, chuck it in their mouth and just walk off. Because they're like, nah. Because, like, you always drop it and whatever.
And that's where
else.
The winners rise to the top, right? Exactly. Like, that's where it's all the competitiveness is going to.
Yeah. But come some to other play. Games we've got going, which
well,
I'm
we won't
very
tell
excited
them all.
For.
We won't tell them all.
I think the most exciting one is the donut on a string.
Which I literally loved that. Like, oh.
So childhood good. Memories just reincarnated through that one.
My problem was I was really short growing up. And then whenever they put the string up, I, like, had to jump to get to it. So that was just, like, so much effort for, like, little Jasmine because I was just short and just couldn't eat it. And then all these bigger kids would just, like, get to it so easily and I just never could.
So if you have friends and you're competitive, why not come along and have a go at our Minute to Win It games as well? There's some really good prizes on offer, I have to say. So keep an eye out on our socials to see what some of those prizes are. We'll be uploading that very soon. And I'm excited. I hope that you can show your support to us so we can show our support to you.
So to keep up with all details coming up on our Youth Week event, which is called Sunday Sesh, follow us at Bathurst_youth.
Yes, and I really hope that we can see you there. And if you ever have any queries or anything, please don't hesitate to contact us either. So just a reminder, it is Sunday sesh on Sunday 21st of April.
And it will be at King's Parade in the middle of town.
Between 4 and 8pm, and we hope to see you there. Yeah, so that's us for today. We hope to see you at our Youth Week event, but thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next month.
Thanks for listening.